Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show with your host, Skip LaCour. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Show is a weekly talk radio program that discusses any of the challenges that you face as you strive to create the best body you possibly can and outlines solutions. This is your opportunity to talk with Skip about what's most important to you in your training efforts, share your thoughts and opinions in an open forum, and learn from the experiences of other passionate lifters just like you at the same time. Skip LaCour is a six-time national champion and whose leadership and coaching continues to guide bodybuilders around the globe. Here is the host of this bodybuilding and training show, Skip LaCour.
If you could ask me one question that when answered could take you to a new level of understanding and commitment and execution in the gym or with your eating habits, what would that question be? All it takes is one new strategy, one new idea, one new distinction, one new way of looking at the same old challenge that you've been going through with your bodybuilding and training efforts that can launch you into a new level of physical growth. Welcome to this Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show. I am Skip LaCour. So where are you right now with your bodybuilding and training efforts? And more importantly, what is the next level for you? Do you have it lined out? When you line that out, when you know exactly what it is you want, the strategies, the solutions, what it will take to get there will become so much more clear when you take the time to figure out exactly what it is you want. Have you figured out your daily disciplines, as we call them, those baseline standards, those things that you do every single day to get you closer to your bodybuilding and training goals? Whether you're in a good mood or a bad mood, whether you think this is really working, or even in those times where you think, geez, I'm in a plateau, I'm struggling, there's no way I'm going to ever have the body you want. What are those baseline standards? What are those daily disciplines? Have you taken the time to write them out? Make a checklist. Make a checklist of those five or six or seven things that you'll do no matter what. And just like clockwork, you're going to check them off. You're going to give yourself a little report card every day. I always say that it is not so much how much muscle you have or how much body fat you don't have, because you'll find out whatever you achieve in your physique, there'll be moments of time where you're very extremely happy, very proud, and there will be times where no matter how great you look, no matter how great you think you looked last week, no matter what your friends tell you, there's always that next level that you're striving for. So when you can create your daily disciplines, those baseline standards of those things you're going to do, whether you think you look great or those times you think that there's so much more you can do, as long as you can check those five, six, seven things off every single night, put your head on that pillow at night knowing that you did your best to inch your way towards that, you will have a great day. How you look actually becomes secondary once you've taken the time to figure those out and you execute those on a consistent basis. You are becoming the best version of you. You are putting together your best physical, mental, emotional, psychological efforts towards your goal. That's what builds pride. That's what builds self-esteem. Self-esteem is what you do to make yourself impressed, what you do to impress yourself every single day. So what are your daily disciplines? Do you have any other questions that you want to ask me? What is it? Is it with your training, your nutrition, your nutritional supplementation, mental strategies? Maybe you need a kick in the butt, a little bit of motivation to get you in the gym on a more consistent basis. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is brought to you by SkipLaCour.com. Check out my website at www.skiplacour.com, SkipLaCour. Check out all the free articles there. Hey, you want to get into that members-only website that has 4 years of bodybuilding focus and dedication, contest preparation? I'll give you a free members-only website access pass when you email me at skip@skiplacour.com. Check out all the free information that I have on my website and take a look. Hey, Christmas is coming up. you're looking for that special gift for you, send your girlfriend, your wife, your mother, whoever, a link to my site. Get the complete DVD and book pack for one special price. I'm shipping it out free. And you can get that package of over 20 hours and over 7 DVDs, 10 book titles, over 1,900 pages. You want to go to school. You want to make the next year a year where you build yourself mentally, physically, psychologically, emotionally, this whole bodybuilding training process that you're putting so much time into. Well, go to school or the complete DVD and book package from my website at skiplacour.com. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding and Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by AST Sports Nutrition. Visit their website at AST-SS.com, AST-SS.com. You can also click on their logo on my website and link yourself over. Best sports nutrition products, highest quality in this time where people are doubting the quality of their supplements. AST has the finest sports nutrition products. I've been using them for over 15 years. All my 6 national championships, great relationship, great company, great relationship with the owner and president and founder of AST Sports Science, who also happens to be the creator of the MaxOT training program, MaxOT, Maximum Overload Training. You've heard that name all over the internet and the magazines. It's building muscle in the most effective, the most efficient, in the shortest period of time. Rock hard muscle, intense training here in the gym, 45 minutes to an hour, focus, dedication, backing up with solid nutritional practices. Go to the AST Sports Science website at AST-SS.com. Go to the lower right-hand corner. See that MaxOT training logo? Click that. Put in your email address, and you'll get access sent to you to the complete, detailed, thorough explanation and routines of the MaxOT training program. Skip LaCour's Bodybuilding Training Talk Radio Show is also brought to you by Manformation.com, M-A-N-F-O-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, Manformation.com, alpha strategies that transform you into the man you really want to be. Manformation is all about helping you become more of an influential and powerful alpha male and leader to help you get what you want in your life. It's helping you become a better man, more self-confidence, a step-by-step approach. So visit the Manformation.com website, listen to the Manformation show Tuesdays and Wednesday night, sign up for the free e-newsletter for these alpha male strategies sent to your email address every single week, and visit the message board, like-minded individuals just like you, not only people who are trying, men who are trying to take their bodies to the next level, improve their bodies, this is for men who are trying to take their lives to the next level, all aspects of their lives. So visit the manformation.com website and sign up for the free weekly e-newsletter and visit the Manformation message board. I want to welcome to the show the hottest up-and-coming fitness professional in Australia and soon the world, Ben Lewis. Ben, how are you this morning, sir?
Doing great. Very, very well. Thank you. How are you, Skip?
I am awesome this morning. Now, I know you got up really earlier. You probably didn't go to bed at night because I know what time it is over on the other side of the world. I really appreciate your time this morning and your insight and your effort. Got a few emails. People liked you on the show. I'm going to have you back. We've got some great topics. We're going to have a roundtable discussion. I want you to join in the call. Join Ben and I. We've got a few things that we're going to talk about that I know will be of great interest to you. I want to know what your ideas on this. I want to know what your thoughts are. I want you to call in. The number is 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. Call into the show. Get yourself a free ebook, Skip LaCour's Packing on Muscle MaxOT Stouts, 164-page ebook. Sold it all over the world, $24.99 value for yours for free, just for joining in the discussion. That's going to help stimulate your progress in your bodybuilding and training efforts. Again, that number is 347 326 1-800-875-1445. And you can also join us in the chat room on the Blog Talk Radio Network. So, Ben, tell me, what's the greatest thing that happened to you this past week?
The greatest thing from this past week? I'd have to say just connecting with some friends, some really good friends, and just spending quality time with them. Today I was just doing some swimming and just with a group of friends and just having an amazing time together. So I'd say that's probably the best thing.
Now, do you do a lot of swimming, Ben? Are you a really athletic guy in addition to your bodybuilding and training in the gym?
I'd say that at the moment it's right at summertime here and the weather is just beautiful. So just spending some time outside and just making the most of that. But certainly, you know, very athletic and, you know, very dedicated to training in every way. So, both ends, for sure.
Okay. Well, for those of you in the United States, it's summertime over in Australia right now. I guess I got the impression you mentioned swimming, and I saw your television commercial where I guess they were celebrating the Olympics and you're a swimmer or something like that, right? So,
right.
That's all for sure.
Yeah, actually made out to be an Olympic swimmer called Grant Hackett here in Australia, and that was a crack up. I was actually walking down the main mall here in the city that I come from, actually in Speedos. It was just for this commercial made out to be Grant Hackett, and quite an experience.
Yeah, I did see that. Where did I see that? Did you send me a link to that, or was that online somewhere so they could check it out?
It was online, and I also sent you a link.
Okay. So we're gonna talk about a few things today. I'm gonna just list the topics that we're gonna go through, and what we don't finish today, we will continue on future shows. So these are some ideas that actually Ben came up with that I think are great topics for the show. I'm gonna list all of them, and then we're gonna go through them one on one. So that if you're listening to the show live right now, you can get your mind prepared. I know it's early in the morning for those of you here in the United States, so give you a little heads up here. So we're going to talk about how the strategies utilized in one's successful training efforts, okay, in the gym or with your eating habits, can be transferred to enrich all other aspects of a person's life, all right? And I've got a lot of thoughts on that. And Ben, I want to know what you think about that. Again, if you want to join into this discussion, the numbers 347-326-9145. If there's anything that we talk about that you want to share your personal experiences as well, I'd love to hear those. We're going to about training the brain for peak performance in the gym. What are your pre-training goals, setting the stage for an outstanding workout, utilizing the conscious and subconscious mind to empower, to enrich, to fortify your workouts before your workouts actually begin? And I guess how you sustain that peak performance throughout your workout. And idiosyncrasies and training rituals to get you in a mental state that produces results. Any techniques that you might have any rituals that you have, what do you do that keeps you on fire and ready to train? All right? And the number here is 347-326-9145. I see we have several people in the chat room. If you have any questions or comments, you're more than welcome to type them in there, gentlemen. And also, we want you to call in too and get involved in the discussion. So we're talking about training strategies in the gym. Ben, so now, do you believe that if a person is really successful in their bodybuilding and training efforts, that it can be transferred to the gym? Do you think that's an easy process? And what do you think a person has to actually really do to make that happen, to transfer his success in the gym and enrich his personal life?
Okay, got you. Okay, certainly.
Let me ask you, do you think that's an easy process?
Well, this is the thing. I feel that if someone is outstanding in the gym and they follow through and they're amazing with that in that regard, what's going to happen is any aspect of our life that a person is outstanding in is going to transfer to all other departments of their life in a natural way. That's what I feel just automatically that will actually enrich their everyday life.
Yeah.
That's the way that I feel about it.
Right. No, I definitely agree with you. I think the components to success in one area of your life, really it's about passion. It's about loving what you do. It's about what other people would consider work is actually play to you. And because you love the process so much, you don't see it as painstaking work, you'll pick it apart. You'll enjoy all the ups and downs and all around. It's being able to withstand the ups and downs, all right? It's being persistent, patient, that perseverance, obviously dedication, discipline. Be willing to block out other areas of your life all so that you can put that energy, mental, physical, those other resources like time and energy, you want to put those into what you love most. So I definitely do agree that what it takes to be outstanding in the gym, it can easily be transferred, those same building blocks of success. And you see that all the time in the business world where somebody was successful in one area of business or maybe it was sports or whatever it was, and then they parlay that, and then you find them being successful in another area. How common do you think that is, Ben? Let me ask you this. I mean, if a person, like, how many things are you extremely passionate about, Ben, in your life? What do you say?
Okay, in my life.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, as many things as I can be. I mean, in things that I really enjoy, that I have a passion for, that I love doing, you know, I'll be fully engaged in that. And, you know, certainly I suppose the skills that a person learns, you know, with their training in the gym, you know, certainly, as you say, can be transferred to all other aspects of a person's life. So whatever I'm, you know, engaging in, I'll fully be there and be present and do that to the best of my ability, for sure. And, you know, I was just thinking as well that certainly, you know, starting training in a gym in the morning, you know, sets a stage for, you know, other aspects of life as well, or the rest of your day. You know, that initial training in the gym, actually lining a person up, you know, for how they conduct themselves throughout the rest of the day. So I think that's a real training ground, you know, in that regard, you know, for
right.
A
now, I definitely agree. A lot of things, everything that you're saying, I guess that, you know, when I talk to most, this is my 18 years with the bodybuilders, with some really dedicated, focused people, okay? The cream of the crop when it comes to actually bodybuilding and training. I guess the question that I'm asking is, and I want you to join in this discussion if you're listening on to this show live at 347-326-9145, 347-326-9145. I want to know how many passions. I mean, not just things you kind of like, things you're very passionate about, willing to do the work, really to break down and dissect and get up early in the morning on a Sunday and listen to a radio show because you love it so much. What other areas do you have in life? See, Ben, it's my belief that there's only really so many things that we're going to be extremely passionate about. You know, and if you've got two things in your life you're really passionate about, heck, four things in your life, then you are a lucky person. And so I think the key is to passion, is that you see, and I was going to say, in my 18 years, I've seen a lot of people who are successful with their bodies and the rest of their lives are pretty darn mediocre. And I've thought about that a lot of times, and I've even heard it from a lot of top professionals, bodybuilders, and really fitness enthusiasts that really, you know, something in their life causes them to really get into the bodybuilding training world. I talk about my experiences where, you know, I moved for the first time in my life out of, you know, where I grew up, and it was, I didn't have anything else to do, so it shifted my time and my resources, and, you know, I didn't know anybody, and that was a perfect void to be filled with the gym, and then it caught on. Whereas before, you know, when I lived in my hometown, I joined the gym and quit a couple times. It wasn't that into it. So something happens where they get into it. Maybe they were fat and obese and they've said, I've had enough. Or whatever they did to gain control of their life and they got totally into bodybuilding or training, the fitness process, maybe joined the show, entered a show, maybe became a personal trainer because they inspired so many people. what I've also found out is that comment that you can take these skills and you can apply it to every area of their life, that was a very common theme. At the same time, I didn't see a whole lot of that actually happening. Tell me what your experiences are with other fitness professionals. Do you see a lot of people that you've known in your years of training that were really successful in their bodybuilding and training efforts, and then they went on to be extremely successful in something else? Do you have a lot of experience actually seeing that?
To be honest, I don't have a huge amount of experience of seeing that, maybe with a few people, you know, one or two people and that type of thing. But in general, no, I wouldn't see a lot of that. And I feel that, you know, many people probably aren't even aware of that.
Right.
That's a general feeling I have. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, I mean, me being in the personal development field, motivation, incorporating all the mental strategies to become the best you can be. In general, I just happen to apply it actually in one, just say more than one area of my life, bodybuilding training. So these are things I look for. I mean, I just love people. I love the human drama, the adventure of life, taking your life to the next level. So I've always noticed these type of things. And I have noticed that you don't see that quite often. And I think the reason why is if you find one, geez, two things in your life that you're extremely passionate about and you are willing to do the work in, you are a very lucky person. Most people in this world have nothing to really wake up for. Maybe, you know, maybe their pets, maybe this, maybe that, you know, those things. But not things that are where they're very engaged, where they have to do the work and work feels like play. So the thing is if you're a person who is doing great in your bodybuilding training, you got yourself very dedicated, and then you think, well, I should be able to transfer this to the regular areas of my life. Why aren't I good at this? Well, I think it all starts with passion. It all starts with passion. If you're not passionate about what you do, you're not going to do the work. So here's the thing is that if you're doing something like, I don't know, maybe you have a job, and you're thinking, God, I'm good in the gym. Why can't I transfer this and be good at this job? Maybe you're at the wrong job. Maybe you're not doing what you really should be. Maybe this doesn't stir up the passion that you're willing to do all the work, like the training every day and the dieting and the discipline and the not going to parties because you're really into your physique. Maybe you're not at the right job. Maybe you should be your own business person. That's something to think about. What do you think about that, Ben?
I think that's just spot on, absolutely. You know, if you're not happy, if it doesn't inspire you, if it doesn't engage you, you know, if you're pulled down in your work environment, it's not a life-giving experience, you know, you just want to, you know, really tune in to what it is, you know, a person loves, what they're passionate about, and whether that's, you know, starting their own business, creating their own business, they can have a more life-giving, fulfilling experience. I just think that has to happen for sure. I mean,
right.
Life is too precious, you know, to waste on something that, yeah.
And I think we should break down, you know, because I see this a common occurrence. And let's use my experience in the bodybuilding and training world, Ben, where I deal with some very, like, for example, I travel around the world on the United States team, the Mr. Universe team, with a group of five or six of the best in their weight class, drug-free bodybuilders. Okay, to be a bodybuilder takes discipline. To be a drug-free bodybuilder takes more discipline. To be a drug-free bodybuilder who becomes a national champion, is it even going to take more? Yet these guys, some of these guys were kind of really mediocre in their business efforts at trying to market themselves and to get more financial rewards out of bodybuilding. They would come to me and say, well, Skip, how do you do this? How do you get this sponsor? Can you hook me up there? Or they had certain attitudes like, you know, look at my body. Hey, I deserve this. I deserve that. And these guys are great bodybuilders and great guys, and a lot of times I would do whatever I could with my connections to hook them up. And then when they did get that opportunity, they always dropped the ball because they just expected like a handout when it came to business. Well, think about it. If you're so great with your body, this work ethic, this discipline, this drive, this determination, why can't you make business work? I think that you have to break it down exactly the same way that it took with your training. If you want it, there's nobody to tell you how to do it. You find a way. You don't wait for the boss of a company to tell you how to be better at what you do. You don't expect to win the contest unless you do all the work ahead of time. It's not in the judge's hand. You take it in your hand. All these things, all these qualities and characteristics that made them outstanding in this physique, they didn't apply to other areas of their life. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
Certainly. Yeah, it does. Absolutely. That does make sense.
And Ben, when I progressed, I went to a different phase of my life from the competitive bodybuilding to the business of bodybuilding to the other things that I do. There was a lag time for myself, and I would always tell myself, this is a great question that you posed, Ben, because I would always say to myself, okay, wait a second. Why isn't this working like the way that I want it? This is no different than what it took me to become a 6-time national champion. Heck, that's harder than this. I could be fat and happy while I'm trying to succeed in business for this, right? This should be easier.
Sure.
There was a lag time before I made the connection. And this is the point that I want to get through to everybody with this question that you raised, is that it's not an automatic connection between just because you are disciplined and you're good with your training and your bodybuilding training efforts, your body looking good, you're dieting discipline, it's not necessarily going to transfer out. You've got to break down everything. Number one is, I found out, Ben, is that I go, wait a second. I didn't just start off with a good attitude and want something really bad when it came to my body, okay? And then, 3 years later, I was the best in the country. It didn't happen that way. And also, I don't remember when I was a bodybuilder, when I was 6 months in the gym or a year into it, thinking, oh my God, why isn't this happening so fast? Why am I a national champion already? I didn't do that to myself, right? I really worked hard. I enjoyed the process. And I was happy with where I was at 6 months and a year. I wasn't looking, why aren't I a national champion? And I had to realize when it came to business, look, I got to focus, I got to dedicate, I got to break this thing down. I'm new in this area. I'm not going to be a multi-bazillionaire, right away. I have to be happy with how I'm progressing right now. I got to like the process. I got to love the results. I got to compare myself to me. You see what I'm saying? I wasn't using the same comparison that made the same mental, the same approach that made me outstanding as a bodybuilder. I didn't use those same things in other areas of my life. So all those lessons that I learned from bodybuilding were absolutely useless because I couldn't make the comparison. So Right. Anyone listening out there, where does that apply in your life? Are you really using the things that made you successful with your bodybuilding and training efforts and eating strategies? Are you really using that same mindset, the same your perspective of time and energy and effort and how you deal with other people? Are you really using all those things that made you successful in your bodybuilding and training efforts to all those other areas in your life that you expect yourself to be great at? Anything you want to add to that, Ben?
I really agree with what you're saying. Absolutely. I agree, that there are also some other strategies as well in regards to, training that, I might be able to use, just transfer over. I suppose, as I become more aware of that, it's just something that I can apply to other aspects of my life that have actually really assisted with, really just excelling in a few other different things. For example, knowing what I want for my training, specific training goals, utilizing a vision, utilizing the subconscious mind for that peak performance, then, also that, transfers over to, life goals as well. What's my vision for life? Knowing what I want, organizing a mission statement or a vision statement to myself. And yeah, it's both ends, but I think, for myself, I really need to apply that and be aware of that and then, put that into position.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think that, well, obviously when you want a magnificent life, okay, there's a lot of different aspects. Bodybuilding, training, having a great body, there are different subsections within that category of your life, right? It's time management. It's, eating right. It's working out. On a consistent basis. There are a lot of elements to having a great body. when it comes to having a great life, there's a lot of elements, there's a lot more elements, and then that, you know, your bodybuilding, your training, your health and fitness is just one little bucket under that life. Then you have your family and your social life, your own, you know, your own personal development, mental health, staying happy emotionally, and all those type of things. There's your, the financial areas of your life. There's a lot more buckets when it comes to your total life. So you can see where knowing exactly what you want for your life can be a lot more complicated in some ways, than your bodybuilding training efforts, right, Ben?
Definitely.
Here's the question is that when you got off track, when, you know, I hear this word a lot when it comes to bodybuilding and training, working out, building that body, you want plateaus, okay? When you had a plateau in the gym, okay, you did it, that's a great strategy. The first thing you, and I start off every show, what do you want? What do you want? Just pound it. Keep on asking them, what do you want? Well, what do you want today? Keep on refining it. And that's what you talked about. You have to know what you want for your body, but you also have to know what you want for your life and keep on defining that. Okay, when you want to know what you want for your body, when you come to those plateaus, right, you've already taken time to figure it out what you want. You generally know what you want for every workout. When it becomes boring, when things don't seem to be progressing, what do you do to keep yourself mentally, physically, emotionally on track during those plateaus, Ben? What are your strategies for that?
Okay, got you. All right. I'd say really just motivating myself, whether that's, you know, reading some life-giving, you know, material, associating with some other people that can actually, you know, lift my spirits, or even in some ways, you know, looking at myself. And I find that, you know, when I'm actually training in the gym, I use a strategy that I learned from you, Skip, and that is pretty much what you mentioned earlier, to do with idiosyncrasies and actually induction techniques. So generally there's a training ritual that I would do before each and every set to actually really get myself in that very, very strong state of mind, cultivating that mindset. Generally I have, you know, a visualization.
All right, Ben, I think that you dropped off there. And so Ben was talking about how he keeps himself on track. He just concentrates on that one set at a time. And the question that I posed to him was, what happens when you plateau? When you know what you want, you take some time to figure that out, and then you go through those plateaus or those boring times where, boy, it just doesn't seem like it's working out. And the question was, well, what does he do to get through those times? And he basically gets himself in a mental state where he just focuses on that one set that he's doing at a time. One by one, he gets it done until he's mentally, emotionally out of that plateau. And that's how you can apply it to life, you know, as well. You know, after knowing what it is you want, keep on reminding yourself about what you're doing. When you're at work, you concentrate on work. When you're in the gym, you can concentrate in the gym, and then before you know it, you're out of that plateau, out of that sticking point. You know, there's one thing that I always warn, you know, people who get really focused on the gym. And if you listen to the show, you've heard me talk about, this is your big brother Skip talk, and this is the Skip LaCour who was so focused, so dedicated, was known in the bodybuilding world as probably being the most anal, the most just, I would do, nothing would get in my way of becoming the best, and I would do it for long periods of time. That discipline, eating on time, scheduling my life around my meals, nothing got in the way of my training. Never missed a meal, never missed a workout. Just crazy focused, all right? Something that I know a lot of people might aspire to be if they want to build their bodies, okay? And one thing that I talk about, you know, so what we're talking about right now is transferring the success that you have in the gym. Is that success easy, or how do you apply that to other areas in life? Meaning that you can be successful with your body and training. You've got this body that you walk around, and it doesn't matter if you want more and more and more. We all want more and more and more. We all want to become better. The majority of people are complimenting you on the great physique that you have. How do you transfer your ability to become so good in that area to all areas of your life? One thing that I'll always warn you about is the great thing about bodybuilding are these things that we talk about, that when you can show passion, when you can show discipline, when you can, when the work that it takes that other people see as just unbearable work and inconvenience to go to the gym and to eat right, when you can see that type of work as play, and then you do all the things with patience and persistence and determination, all those type of qualities, okay, those are all great things that will make you successful in this bodybuilding and training area. I think that, you know, it's from my belief, from what I've seen from some of the top bodybuilders, fitness professionals, as well as, you know, those people on the local level who really focus in the gym, is they get a lot of pride from being very good in this one area of their life. There's one thing about this that is not transferable. It's not transferable to success in other areas of your life. And that's that this bodybuilding, training, and fitness is all about you. It's all about you being structured with your time, you eating your meals at time, you eating your meals, the ones that you need to eat, which may not be what other people want to eat. It's about you. And I don't mean that in a selfish way. It's about your body. The product is your body. Okay? Your time, your body, your efforts. And again, it, when I say that to a lot of bodybuilders and fitness people who are really in the process, and it doesn't matter if they do this, I'm not talking about people who do it professionally. I'm just talking about, you know, that woman in your gym who's 35 years and old, who's in there at least 7 times a week, who's really great. You can tell she's got a great body, puts a lot of effort into it. She may have, you know, a good job, a wife and family, but she's just really dedicated. It can be that type of person as well. You know, there's one thing about it that doesn't necessarily transfer into life is that all about you attitude, you take care of yourself, you just make sure you do what you're supposed to. It's very admirable in some way. It doesn't apply to success in life in a lot of ways by putting your head down and just being competent, just focusing on you and expecting the rest to fill in. See, everything you want in life that you don't have right now, whether that's emotional, it's material, whatever it is, people in your life, whatever it is that you don't have in your life right now, you are going to get directly or indirectly from other people. And your influence and persuasion skills, how you get along with people, how you get them to buy into your frame of mind, your reality, how you create win-win situations where they want to willingly and joyfully help you get everything in life, whether that's that promotion at work, if you're talking about being successful in business. How about financially? Not just your business, not just the job that you have. How about if you were a business person, you need other people to get involved in this whole process. You can't just be concentrating like all about you and your time when it comes to your body. And I use that story about the high-level drug-free bodybuilders who are really great at taking care of themselves and being outstanding in that area. But when it came to opening up their minds, well, how do I create a win-win situation with a business? They had no clue. They didn't even see it was important at all. Hey, look at me. Look what I do really well. You should pay me. You should want to be in my presence because I do this thing really well. And then they didn't understand that you've got to step out of your show. You've got to become influential and persuasive with other people. It's not all about you. And again, I don't mean that in a selfish, narcissistic way. I remember when I would people would say those things about, well, you know, you did that bodybuilding thing or you did that bodybuilding thing, it's all about you. And I would take so much offense to that because I thought I was, hey, this is a career. You know, heck, I'm not hurting anybody by doing this. You know, heck, I'm doing something that a very small percent of the population, they don't watch with you. They're not healthy. Hell, I'm doing it drug-free. Why? How is he criticizing this? I do it for a living. I write about it. I help other guys, other people all around the world. But it still was all about me. I didn't really get that. it's about your time, your energy, and resources. I'll tell you what, is if I wanted to become a bazillionaire, let's say, all right, and I chose bodybuilding as my career, let me just tell you something. I could be fat and never go to a gym, all right? And if I just learn how to be influential and persuasive and give value to other people in some other way, it would be like at least 100 times easier to become a bazillionaire not going to a gym, not being a bodybuilder, and not that just focus on other people than so much on myself. Again, everything you really want in life that you don't have right now, you're going to get through other people. All right? So just because you have a great body, you can focus and can control your own emotions. You can be really disciplined. That's not enough to be successful in other areas of your life. And Ben, I see that you're back on the line. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm back here.
Okay. So I finished up that point for you. You're talking about how to get through the plateaus, that you just focus on the matter at hand. You get yourself in the shape, and you just worry about that one set at a time. Get that out of the way. You get another set at a time. Instead of overwhelming yourself by looking at the whole big picture when you're in that plateau about where you're not going or where you're going, just concentrate on that one set at a time, and then before you know it, you're out of that plateau and things are looking better for you. So what do you think about what I'm saying about dealing with other people and how that is an important element that's missing from this bodybuilding and training, your own physique, your own physical development? That's one important factor that's missing. And if you become very good at your bodybuilding and training efforts, you, to be great at something else, you're going to have to add that important factor in it.
What do I think about that? Spot on. You know, I just feel that what you're mentioning about helping other people, assisting them in getting what they want in life, assisting other people is just has to happen. You know, it's not, I suppose in some ways, you know, it's focusing on yourself, but in life it's not so much about what I can get, but certainly about what I can give and, you know, how I can be of service to other people and make a contribution, you know, to their life. So, you know, I
right.
agree more with that.
Well, you know, and that's, see, I hear a lot of that in someone who's been, you know, reading all the personal development books, the motivational books, and, you know, for so long, you hear that so much that, you know, it's all about giving. It's all about contributing to this world. This magnanimous, this, you know, almost philanthropic attitude with your time, energy, and values, you know. That's one way to look at it. This is what I would say to everyone out there is that don't give, don't provide value, don't enrich other people's lives for them. Because a lot of people out there, Ben, I think they're thinking, you know, that's great, but I'm struggling my life. I'm not where I want to be. Physically, emotionally, financially. I don't have all this energy to give to other people. Or, Ben, how about this? You see these people that their lives are such in a horrible place. And they've given up on helping themselves, but they spend so much time helping others. They're in everybody else's business. They're always helping out their friends or whatever. Help yourself out, okay? All right? So they can swing too far with help. See, here's my message. Learn how to provide a tremendous value of other to other people. So for you, if you find something that really provides a great value, your life is going to be enriched. Let's just talk about a rock and roll singer or any type of recording artist. Okay? If you ever watch those shows on MTV or whatever, those, you know, it's to me are the paparazzi you see in those gossip type shows. I'm always amazed. They make crazy money. They make so much money, it's just not conceivable sometimes to me because they're great at this one talent of singing, right? You're thinking, why? Why are they getting paid so much? All they are is a great singer. There's lots of great singers. Heck, my waitress down the street is a good singer. Well, you know, it's not about how well they sing, Ben. Do you know that? It's not about how well they sing. It's about those words that they put together, people listen to on the radio or they buy their CD, it moves a person's heart. It rings their emotion. It makes them laugh, cry, love a little bit more, appreciate life a little bit more. It's not about the singer or the song or their pitch. It's about what it gives every single person listening to that song. It provides tremendous value. It moves their heart. For 3 minutes, they are in a different place. A different place than where they were before, when they were mad at their wife. Now they're in love. When they broke up with their boyfriend or girlfriend or wife or whatever, and they hear this song that really touches their emotion, takes them to a different place for 3 minutes, that escape. That is a huge emotion that people pay millions and millions and millions of dollars for. So it isn't about their singing. It's about what they do for other people. It's that emotion has a tremendous value on it. And think about that. What does your body really have to do with anybody else? Sure, you may inspire them. Wow, I want a body like that. But in reality, they're not going to do it. They're not going to be dedicated to that. Maybe you can help them do that by providing them value with, I don't know, some, if you want to be a personal trainer or, and if you've heard the show before, the personal training thing, I think there's other avenues to get what you want besides personal training. Maybe make a DVD that can explain it. Maybe you can do seminars. Maybe you can film your seminars. Maybe you can have a website, whatever it is, to create a tremendous value, touch the heart, like that singer. What do you do with this, you know, that touch the heart of other people and find a way to share with the whole world? With this internet, you get creative, you'll find a way, you know. Just like people say, well, how do you do it? How do you do it? How do you have a body like that? How do you get up in the morning to train? How do you not eat certain foods during parties? You find a way, right? You find a way, okay? Well, when I'm asking you to apply this to, and help other people, you know, there's plenty of examples out there that you can model, you can duplicate. But, you know, it's your job to find a way, just like you found a way to have the body that you want. Any thoughts on that, Ben?
Yeah, absolutely. Pretty much my thought is that, yeah, I mean, certainly you can give it to other people, but I totally agree that unless you give it to yourself, like you need to give it to yourself first so you actually have that. And then once you have that, then certainly you can actually take a better job of actually, you know, being of service to others. So I agree with that, you know, give it to yourself first. And once you have that, then you can obviously, yeah, do a better job of that.
I've got a better suggestion. Well, I'm going to offer what I think is a better suggestion, Ben. And I always use the example that when I wanted to be a national champion bodybuilder, I knew that to be what I wanted to be, help out people on a global scale, to really master what I do, I couldn't do it with the job that I had. You know, I had to find a way to make money other than a job that really was stressful. It was 10 hours a week, the time constraints. I had to find a way to merge the two, my bodybuilding and training efforts, to become the best, and a way to make a living out of that too. And that's where, you know, the books and the DVDs, the website all started, okay? When I made that goal, I said, I want to become a national champion bodybuilder, and I want to make a living doing what I love to do, okay? And I always talk about think big. You got to think big. I'm going to put a little addition to that. I want you to learn how to think big right from the beginning of your journey, and that takes a lot of courage. It takes a lot of insight. See, I did that. I became a national champion many times over, and I made a good living doing what I love to do. When I look back and I say, what if I would have said, I want to become a national champion bodybuilder, and I want to make massive, crazy wealth doing what I love to do? What if I refined that goal? Would it have been any more difficult? Or would have just taken from that mindset, how I set the goal up in my mind, would I have done things differently? Would I have been more creative with my marketing plan, created better projects, products, or maybe more products, or a bundle of products, or priced them differently, created more value? Maybe if that was my goal, I would have approached the thing from month one to year 10. Maybe I would have done a lot of things differently if I set the goal, the foundation goal, differently. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
It does. Definitely does.
Okay, so you want to think big. See, here's my thing is, I'm not, and this is just like I said, your big brother Skip talking from his years of experience, seeing his own experiences with this bodybuilding training and fitness, but also the experiences of a lot of other people in this business who did very well. Is that, how about not setting the goal of just taking care of yourself first And then when you take care of that, then you'll branch off. Just like that analogy I use with my life, why don't you say, how can I become outstanding at what I do and at the same time provide a tremendous value to other people at the same time, starting with 10, 20, 100, 1,000. You know, by year three, I would have helped out contact with 2,000 people. You see what I mean? Start with a more ambitious goal because, Ben, the reason you make a good point, and it reminds me of like when you're in an airplane, and they say at the beginning, hey, if this plane's going down, put the air mask over your face first, save yourself first, or you're going to be no good to that, you know, the woman and children, right? And that's basically kind of what you're saying. You got to take care of yourself first before you can worry about other people. Definitely agree with that. It's from my experience in this fitness world, health, fitness, is that people stop there. They stop there. You know, they never progress on to helping other people or creating more of a value, incorporating other people into this whole process because they get a lot of their needs already taken care of and they don't progress on until they become frustrated and they figure out that having a great body didn't give them everything that they want in their life. What's really, you know, brings me to the point is a lot of times I would just say to you, why are you doing all this? Why are you so dedicated to your health and fitness, your bodybuilding, your training? And the more clear you can become on why you're doing it, what's it getting for you? Is it control in your life? Are you doing it for more connection? Is it just to be healthy? I mean, different people have different reasons. And usually everybody goes into it thinking the same thing. Later on they find out that it's not. One thing that I've seen with a lot of men in the gym, especially a lot of women in the gym, is that they'll come in and they just came through a divorce or a breakup or their relationship's horrible, something like that. And so they go to the gym and maybe they've got a good 20 extra pounds and they really get to the gym. It's really soothing emotionally and mentally for them. And they really take their body to the next level. They lose those 20 pounds. They start getting tan and buying different clothes, new hairstyle, get some contact lenses instead of glasses. I mean, they make this amazing transformation physically. And it comes down to their attitude and whatever. They get a lot more confidence, right? Well, and they're going great for a while. They've really taken the next level. And then what happens is, they get a new boyfriend or they get a new girlfriend or whatever it is, right? And then all of a sudden, looking so great isn't all that important anymore. And before you know it, they're not in the gym and they've gained, you know, 10 of those 30 pounds back. And maybe not all of it, but they've gained it back. I'm sure you've seen that in your experience as a trainer, Ben. Why do you think that is, if you had to guess? Why would something they were so great at that brought them so much esteem, they would let it go after a while, especially after they get a boyfriend or a girlfriend, or they didn't have one before?
I'd say that, you know, it most likely has to do with their priorities. You know, before looking good, you know, training was a high priority. Now someone's come into their life, and maybe it's fulfilling, you know, something for them there. It's fulfilling a need. They're finding comfort, more pleasure in actually spending time with that partner. So, I mean,
right, no, definitely. I definitely agree. And I also, I do think that part of the big motivation for them to even get themselves back in the shape is because they were missing connection in their life. And all that did was, that was, you know, what motivated for the gym was the breakup or being alone. They finally took control. And that was just the vehicle to get them in a place to get into a connected relationship. Does that make sense to you, Ben?
It does.
So when they got what they may have not have realized, what they really wanted was love and connection. Once they got it, they didn't feel the need anymore to work out like such a crazy person, so disciplined. All right? What they really wanted was love and connection. That was just the vehicle of looking good and everything. So once they got what they wanted, there was no need for the middleman anymore, so to speak. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely. Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to have a short break here. I want to let you know about my Packing on Muscle DVD. Ben, you've got this DVD, don't you?
I certainly do. I definitely do have it, and just amazing, like such an amazing DVD, and it just assisted me so much with the training and just the execution. It's just been unbelievable just to take my training to a totally different place. So, yeah, highly, highly recommend it.
All right. And this DVD, like I said, I built this thing from scratch, all from the filming to the voiceover. I just knew that, you know, I really wanted something that could teach people all the mental, physical, emotional things. It's not just me training the gym. There's a voice going over. I'm talking to you for hours and hours and hours of the nutrition seminar. I just wanted to put everything from an A to Z system together, put it on a DVD, and it's been so well received. It's helped out so many people around the world, sold in over 52 countries around the world. So let me tell you about my DVD.
I'm Skip LaCour, six-time national champion bodybuilder, bodybuilding and training author and magazine writer, motivational speaker, and success coach. For over 15 years, I've dedicated myself to becoming the best bodybuilder that I could be. More importantly than just that, I've committed myself to sharing with you what I've learned along my journey. I've written literally hundreds of articles that have been published in magazines around the world and have detailed my experience and knowledge. This two-disc, four-hour DVD presentation is jam-packed with information and inspiration to help you take your physique to the next level. My number one goal with Packing On Muscle, Max Lotie style, is to help you achieve your ideal of the ultimate physique. I will help you build muscle faster, shorten your learning time, end your confusion and frustration, and help you enjoy the process at a greater level along the way. This is how I plan to help you reach your goals. During the first part of the DVD, I will take you with me through an entire week of training, every set and every repetition. I'll show you how I pack on muscle more effectively and efficiently as I demonstrate and explain the Max Lotie training principles and dozens of the physical, mental, and emotional tips I implement along the way. Then I'll let you watch the same week of training, bolstered by what I shared in the first part, with just the real sound and action. You'll be amazed just how much you've learned and how much you'll be inspired watching this session after part one. Cardiovascular training is an important part of the physique development process. High-intensity Max Lotie cardio and how it compares to other forms of cardiovascular training will be demonstrated and explained next. Many highly effective muscle-building exercises that were not scheduled during the week of training are outlined, demonstrated, and explained in the following section of this DVD presentation. To drive you to an even higher level of achievement, I've organized inspirational, action-packed, individual body part training clips set to music in the next section. You can cue the body part that you have scheduled to train before you head to the gym for an extra mental push. I've added insightful tips and advanced advice in the next section of Packing On Muscle Max Lotie Style. You'll get an inside look at the little things that I do that will help you produce big results. I've even added bodybuilding contest footage from my back-to-back national championship victories. You can train consistently, effectively, and efficiently in the gym, but if you don't back up what you do there with sound eating habits, your results will be severely compromised. During the final section, I will present a one-hour-long seminar on nutrition, a critical component of the bodybuilding and training process. Now, I can talk for days on this subject, but I have limited the seminar to what I believe are the most helpful nutrition tips and the most effective mental strategies and organizing principles. I've created an easy-to-surf-through menu system to guide you through the DVD. You'll discover that the more you watch Packing On Muscle Max Lotie Style, the more you'll absorb the extensive amount of information it contains. The more you watch it, you'll also become more motivated to get the very most of your bodybuilding and training efforts. If you are serious about getting maximum results in the shortest period of time, order Packing On Muscle Max Lotie Style today. You can order this two-disc, four-hour power package today at www.skiplacour.com. I can say with absolute certainty that there's no other bodybuilding DVD like this one.
All right, so you can order that DVD at skiplacour.com. Hey, if you guys have any comments on this show, and I know we got some people in the chat, the message room, chat room. I want you to send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. Also, get ready with any questions. I know you're listening to the show passively right now. There's a wealth of knowledge, things that I can help you with. Find out, think about specifically what it is that you want. All right, think about specifically what it. When I see talking about knee problems or lower back issues, okay. We're wrapping up the show today. I want you to call in the show next week. Get that number down. Write it down right now. Make it your goal to get these type of specific questions addressed next week. The number is 347. 3269149. 5. And Ben, I want to thank you again for joining me, and you're going to be joining me for the next few weeks. So thank you for everyone, and visit the skiplacour.com website. Have a great week.
Thank you. Have a great week. Bye.
Take care, Ben.